are you, O Lord, who answers prayer? That's in the Mishnah in Tractate Brachot, Blessings 4:4. The Babylonian Talmud in Brachot 29b explains that a dangerous place, mentioned by Rabbi Yehoshua, who says, you know, if you're traveling in a dangerous place, you can say a short prayer. The Babylonian Talmud explains that a dangerous place is a, quote, a place infested with wild animals or bands of robbers. And he gives some additional examples of abbreviated prayers. For instance, this one by Rabbi Eliezer, who was a younger contemporary of Jesus. I like Rabbi Eliezer. He says, here's his abbreviated prayer that he taught his disciples. May your will be done in heaven above. Grant peace of mind to those who fear you on earth below. And do what seems best to you. Blessed are you, O Lord, who answers prayer. That's a fast one, you could say, you know, if you've been chased by Indians or some, I mean, robbers or something. I mean, American Indians. Used to chase the cowboys in Oklahoma, right? So, literally, he says, may your will be done in heaven above, grant peace of mind to those who fear you below, and do what seems best to you. Now, I'm sure you noted the phrases, your will be done in heaven above, and below means on earth below, just like in the Lord's Prayer. Also note the parallel between grant peace of mind in the prayer that Eliezer taught and deliver us from evil in the Lord's Prayer. Here's a few more abbreviated prayers that the different rabbis taught their disciples. Rabbi Yehoshua says, here's his prayer. Hear the supplication of your people, Israel, and quickly fulfill their request. Blessed are you, O Lord, who answers prayer. Boom. Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, says, hear the cry of your people, Israel. This is his abbreviated prayer. Hear the cry of your people, Israel, and quickly fulfill their request. Blessed are you, O Lord, who answers prayer. And then the Talmud says, other sages say, without specifying, they say this prayer, the needs of your people Israel are many, but they do not know how to ask for their needs. May it be your will, O Lord our God, to sustain each and every one and to supply each person what is needed. Blessed are you, O Lord, who answers prayer. The petitions for God's provision for livelihood and his supply of what is needed are also strongly reminiscent of the request for daily bread in the Lord's Prayer, right? Daily bread. You know, provide what is needed, whatever it is. We don't have time to think too much about it, but do it, Lord, who answers prayer. The sages taught their disciples, in effect, these are abbreviated versions of the 18 benedictions. And it seems likely that Jesus also gave his disciples a prayer for occasions when there was not time to say the full form of prayer. It occurs to me now that it might have been even after his resurrection when he was teaching them in this 40-day period approximately. He might have taught them the Lord's Prayer at that time because they were going to be on the road. He says, you know, take a sword, sell your mantle. If you don't have a sword, buy a sword because now you're going to be the followers of a criminal, executed criminal, and people are not going to take you in. You're going to have to sleep along the road. You're not going to be able to find a place to stay indoors, and you're going to need protection. And if you're running, you're going to need an abbreviated prayer to say quickly in half a minute. So far from being proof that customarily one should pray very brief prayers, the Lord's Prayer simply points us to the 18, to the Amidah, or the standing, or the 18 benedictions prayer. And I think we can assume that in normal times, Jesus and his disciples prayed daily the longer 18.